describe it. Why? Because all the passion you could build in your tinny-winny brain about the wine and the bartender and drinker and all that together could be comparable with the passion I feel. Because how else could I describe the passion to you? I have to come out. When I come out, I will see what? The division, this, that, exclusivity, remember? My way is not inclusive, is not exclusivity, it's inclusivity. Everything is in it. We're all in it. That we covers all. And this is not something that you could understand from comparison. You remember that the base of the logic of Aristotle is Socrates is qiyas, comparison, right? So this is not comparison. This is meaning. And he described the meaning, therefore I left it for today. What is meaning? You should all know. If you don't know it, there's something wrong with you. Because this is something last week I talked about. And for tonight, you read it and you should remember it, because Rumi specifically started to explain to you what meaning is. He said, let me tell you, first of all this stuff are forms. And these are all made to transfer a meaning. Do you know what meaning is? Any one of you? What is ma'na? This is the problem with Masnavi. You should remember, because Rumi is talking, and like a master, he will bring all the material which could help someone. But within these, which is made for everyone, you should find your line. So you should have your own highlighting. Because with highlighting, you will select something that talks to you. And later you could come back and look at it, but by paging it. Because this is a long, long conversation. And there are sometimes that he stands up and will make a point. There are times that he's narrating the story, but there are times that he will come up to specifically talk about something. He talked about the meaning. And I said, this is very confusing to you, because unfortunately in the book I have in hand, this meaning was translated reality. And I said, reality is vaqi'i. Yet. Here is ma'na, meaning. So, he explained it in a very simple way. He said, the thing I'm talking about is not understandable by comparison. And the only way is you stop nagging and become affiliated. This is the translation to English to me. Here was a little bit different. Let's hear it again. Who is volunteer tonight to read? You start, 715.
Is that beauty in human beings is like borrowed gold?
No, that oneness you cannot know.
That oneness.
Okay. That oneness you cannot know by reasoning. Do service and refrain from foolish gabble, O undiscerning man. Your reality.
Yes, here it is. Ma'niyatu means your meaning. The closest is the meaning. Ma'ni is a little bit more, but. Yes? Meaning?
Well, I have a bit, like, you know, every time I go back home and we have spoken about an Arabic word and go, like, even like Sana, I don't know if we have discussed the psychological point of it. So, like, because everybody last time was speaking about Sanad in this form of just the chair or the support of this, but it has. So, I always go home and then I find the deeper meanings of.
Lovely. Anyhow, this is meaning. Your meaning is a form, it's not the essence. Meaning in you is the form, not the essence, and it's not permanent, it's temporary. Whatever you have in your brain is temporary, isn't it? Or is permanent. It could be changed, very easy. So, the meaning of you is not what the meaning is. Because the meaning in you is only the form and temporary, and it will move according to happiness, or even the rhyme. Do you follow the rhyme unknowingly? The meaning in you is like that. And that is not meaning. The meaning is, yes?
Reality is that which seizes you and makes you independent of form.
Mm-hmm. The meaning I'm talking about is an essence. This essence should grab you, should seize you, and transform you so you don't need the form anymore. Because as long as you are needing a form for this manifestation, you didn't get it. Then, the meaning is not.
The meaning is not that which makes blind and deaf, and causes a man to be more in love with form.
Mm-hmm. Means, whatever you call meaning, if it is making you love the form, that's not it. Because love should not be directed towards form. It should be directed towards essence. Essence is meaning. Yes?
The portion of the blind is the fancy that increases pain. The share of the eye is these fancies of dying to self.
These are not dying and stuff like that. It's really difficult. It talks about the blind people. They don't see anything. Therefore, their imagination is not very happy. Because they don't see the light. And this eye is like that. This eye is looking at the imagination which will fade away. Compare it with the blind people who memorize the Quran. So this is useless. They don't see the donkey. And they try to grab the pack saddle. Because the words of Quran are not it, are forms. The meaning should be in the heart. So you have to have the vision. Talk about Quranic vision. Because holy books are vision, are not formal. Have you noticed that none of the holy books are written philosophically, are full of stories and poetic language? Because they are carrying what? They are bringing us what? Let's, for the sake of the discourse, think that the prophets, they bring us something. What? Something we have? Of course not. Something missing. So, what do they bring us? Law? We have a lot of laws. We have more than enough. Law is not missing here. They come down to tell me how to wash my hand, how to walk, how do I deal with my client? These are all the job of the human being and human society. They bring us something that the human society cannot make. What is it? They bring us passion. They are full of passion. That's why all the narration, the tragedies and all that, to provoke the passion. Like other piece of art that will provoke passion. This is what the Holy Book is. So if you memorize the wording, you are concentrating on the tool that a no good fellow could ride by. Because what is the saddle? Saddle is not for the horseman. You know that. Horseman ride horse, not the saddle. Bear. That's what horsemanship is. Oh, change the saddle to double it and have some suspension over there and make a camel driving or donkey driving Cadillac. That's not it. This donkey is my physical existence. I don't need anything to ride it. So, I don't need the orders from Bible to know what good or what bad is. I stop good and bad, and I think beautiful. And the beauty, I know by heart, not by the brain. So I get closer, yes?
The blind are a mind of the letter of the Quran. They do not see the ass and cling to the pack saddle. Since you have sight, go after the ass, which is jumped. How long stitching the saddle, O saddle worshiper? When the ass is there, the saddle will certainly be yours. Bread does not fail when you have the spirit. The back of the ass is shop and wealth and gain. The pearl of your heart is the stock for 100 bodies.
Did you see the difference? He says, first of all, when I talk about the donkey and the back of the donkey and saddle stuff, what are you thinking about? In his time, the people has ridden that. You don't have that experience even. What do you think when he talks about it? He talks about your position of the benefit you think you get from this. This is limited in what? Business, wealth, and what? Because gain will not do it. Maksab is the place that you get it from. Means the sources. Pardon me? Mean the sources that you get. And all of this, these are nonsense. The jewel, you remember what the jewel is?
Johar, essence.
Johar, essence. The word by itself is essence, and dor is the Persian equivalent, because this is the pearl. And pearl to them is the essence of this animal. Because it will actually create it by the essence of it comes and surrounds that pebble to make that. And he said, and your pearl is what? The wording is in a way that it could be translated negatively or positively because of the